Alas, alas, my love, if I could make you live, and from the page step forth and sit beside me, or better still, bestride the steed I gave you, wrapped close within the cloak I lent to hide thee. Perhaps I'd venture forth to ask thy name, since well thou liest underneath my pen, that honor given which the poorest claim unjustly was withheld. But if again I held thee captive, as I did ere now, stalling to pass my fingers through the last of midnight tendrils, or peruse thy brow in fear of sending off what heaven cast too early for my insufficient mind to grasp the fullest detail, and retain the presence that your image left behind, that thou in all thy glory should remain, I fear my oversight I would not mend. For now upon reflection I confess that secretly I never did intend with title long or surname rich to bless, but rather let in my imagination run wild the thoughts of who perhaps you were before your soul demanded your creation and deigned my mind and willing heart to stir.
For such a noble and impassioned face could well be but newborn under this sphere, but sure among a distant, beauteous race, thou hast known more than all who dwelleth here, and could tell much of places thou hast seen, and battles fought for honors won and lost, and how each service done a fairy queen becomes a brighter jewel than it cost. The ladies of your world, you may impart, desire to be neither overgraced nor underrepresented in the art of living where their lips were meant to taste, a sort of feline stealth they wear about them, and well a flame of innocence they hold in forests dark, you fear to be without them, for knights of maler kinds are ne'er so bold. Yes, in thy orb a maid may be a knight, thou knewst a friend would make upon this news, without a whisper loud or censure slight, for lords are not afeard their stock to lose, where no stock may be taken or be kept, no property be granted, no nor bride, no maiden may be stolen while she slept, nor robbed of her freedom to decide what suits her best. No county's law is needed to cut the weed of violence from the stem. No danger for the law to go unheeded, for acts as these do not occur to them. The gentlemen you raise are rarer still, for in their eyes, as in the depths of thine, such soft and thrilling mysteries fulfill the darkest corners of their heart's design. Their arrows, much like those I gave to thee, could not but grace the flank of yonder cow without making him laugh. 'Tis much to see them tickling their prey. I know not how they ever do encapture what they eat, save that perhaps their bright, unfettered brains have learned that what grows underneath their feet and in the trees above better sustains a life intent on living well tomorrow. But how, I ask you, most enduring theme, do lords and ladies love when there's no sorrow, no strife to overcome, no soul uncleaned of crushing ardor long worn out its stain, betrothal to a mortal less divine than that who stole that blushing breath away, no hot forbidden kisses for to pine, no heart fixed to age where heart is young, no ill-intentioned suitors to evade? Still, madam, wouldst thou kindly hold thy tongue? Your mistake has rash been made in living long in combat with your kind. Thou seest no other obstacle but these, thy hands are careworn, and have yet to find the hands that first should hold them. Yet to please the hierarchy which you serve unbidden, thou dost believe that love and fighting grows, that happiness in love is not befitting, but in thy sadness thou makest light of woes. For even with a ne'er cloudy day, no tempest to divide what love had bound, gather which the moon holds in your sway, not but stir the peace you finally found. The wound is deeper than the sea about me. The stars upon my doublet you have drawn may light my homeward path, but how, without me, will thou escape the fate of thy troubled star? And in this way, ere noon, my paper spoke. O fierce, savage, gentle beauty bright, thou who I've given breath, my soul is you had authority, but not the right. Could I but see the lips that dare not breathe, they are so beautiful and pressing sweet. Could I but touch the wings that underneath are made so soft, thy heart forgets to beat. Perhaps I
I should have more for which to strive. You came to my domain and brought despair. Though I be the chastest heart alive, the realm you speak of will not take me there. Have you no pity? Canst thou not perceive that I, a blinded beast, had but the eyes to see where I would live? Dost thou believe that ere you came I was but vain disguise? I know the murmur of music reveals the things no human heart could comprehend. I renderst thou for all that torment feels, and long to be thy lordship's faithful friend. Yea, quiet as a mushroom did I wait, I willed to thee my form to overtake. I shivered at each passing horse's gait, so I slept to suddenly awake. Alas, my love, thou kiss me goodbye, night will aid thee on thy travels. I'll craft but one thing more, a crow to fly before to tell me how thy tale unravels. I say, thou art complete and free to go. What holds thee here save one who lives no longer? For I have given thee the life you know. The weaker I become, thou art the stronger. Antique words, your clear intent was that once thou art gone, I should despair. Quoth thee, your thoughtless took me, for I meant to leave thee not, but offers to stay. For true, I never did in my own partake of that pure love of which I told you. But be my guide, and with me at the helm, and I shall in the cloak ye wrought enfold thee, and journey to the ends of all the earth. Thou hast proved more generous and wise than all the fairies, moons, and stars are worth, for live we not, but live in years. Dear Lord, thou wouldst be my lord. Leave thy dragons for me. Thou mayst find in these arms within which thou hast grown a better reason than the which thou seest. But with your hand pointed, swear I so. And 'tis not plain to me, though I did draw it, which way thou dost intend for us to go. Sure in the mind it is of she who saw it, yet still perhaps I will need to discover what one would do if one were asked to choose to walk back and forwards, be thee friend or lover. Perhaps we want to be our favorite muse. Thou feelest thy arm, fight upon yours. Thou seest the blade of truth below thy knee. Use arrows against all who mistrust. But when thou ridest my way, aim at me. The world is yours as ere it was with me. The time beneath my busy hand well spent. I've made a thing I love, I ask no more, and never shall redeem the heart I lent. Me in my world, thyself in thine. Two petals, same as silent flower. Evermore I'll welcome thee in mine. Your dear creation was my finest hour.